For decades now, a deal to improve the immigration system in this country has been elusive. Two senators on opposite sides of the aisle hope to change that this month. Arizona Democrat Kyrsten Sinema and North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis want to pass a bill in the last weeks of the lame duck Congress. They say they've reached a framework that will give young immigrants, known as dreamers, a pathway to citizenship while also beefing up immigration enforcement. Joining us is Gabby Pacheco. She's one of the original Dreamers. She's long advocated for citizenship for immigrants like herself who were brought here as children. Gabby, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
So some young immigrants currently have special protection from deportation under the DACA program, but that's not citizenship. What would a path to citizenship for you and other Dreamers mean?
Well, you said it. We've been waiting since 2001, when the DREAM Act was first introduced, to be able to actually get some sort of permanent protections for this community. And in 2012, when President Obama announced the DACA program, we were able to get a glimpse into how successful the program could be if we were to actually legalize these people that are part of our community, that love this country, and are going to be doing a lot of things that are really beneficial for a country, like working as nurses and teachers and engineers. And so I think for us, you know, we're at a point where there is a sense of urgency with the recent rulings on DACA. We understand and know that those protections are in the balance, and that we have over 600,000 people that have now been able to work, been able to build lives. They have children here and depend on this Congress, our leaders in Congress, to protect them permanently and allow them to be what they always known they are, Americans.
Right. And, you know, it is believed that this bill right now is going to be a long shot to pass it. But the two senators hope to get the 9 or 10 Republicans needed to pass this bill. And one of the things that they're tossing at Republicans is more funding for Border Patrol and changing the asylum process by extending the very controversial public health law known as Title 42 for another year, which during the pandemic allowed for the quick expulsion of migrants arriving at the border. They'd had to stay in Mexico in very dangerous conditions. Does that compromise sit well with you?
You know, for me, one of the things that it's always very key and important is to understand and know that throughout our history, the way our Congress works is that there has to have been compromises. And part of, you know, the immigrant rights movement was studying the civil rights movement. And I remember how much pushback people got with the Civil Rights Act. It wasn't a perfect legislation. And it wasn't everything everyone wanted, but it was something that needed to get done. And I think for us, you know, asylum and human rights are very important and critical, but the current situation at the border and what we've been seeing for decades now, it's not working for anyone. So I think, you know, we recognize that and we want those fixes to be made. You know, we're going to need 10 or more Republicans to get this done. And there's going to have to be some concessions made.
Does it feel hard to you that you might win status, but those maybe like your own family and other Dreamers families who had to also escape and come to this country might get stopped at the border and have to be in dangerous conditions?
Of course, that gives me heartburn, and it's hard to think about that. I will never cross the door and close the door behind me for others. So this is something that I am committed to fight for the rest of my life, and to ensure that everybody can always look at the United States as the beacon of hope, the place where the American dream is still alive.
And what if nothing passes? What would that tell you?
It would be extremely frustrating. I've been doing this work now for 18, 19 years. And, you know, both sides of the aisle constantly, you know, mention and use this in election years to be able to get people out, you know, and get them angry, but they don't do anything about it. And so if nothing happens, to me, it's going to show that, one, the Republican Party is not serious, that when they talk about border and when they talk about asylum, when they talk about, you know, the administration's not doing anything about it, that they're, all of that is just hot air talking points. And on the Democrat side, it's the same thing, right? It's just understanding and knowing that we're talking about 2 million people, 2 million lives that are going to be affected by this, and that, you know, not putting things aside to try to bring in some sort of concessions, you know, it's that they don't really care about the community.
Gabby Pacheco is Director of Advocacy, Development and Communications for the group TheDream.us. Thanks, Gabby.
You're welcome.